You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Up, y'all. Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Yeah, we're back. It's been a minute, but we're back and we're ready to fucking do this once again, y'all.
Fresh out of jail.
I am the DRP. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I am Rick Dog, aka the Neil Peart of making him squirt.
Oh my god. So you progressively let him down all the time.
I mean
in 3-4 times.
I still get mine.
What up? It's your boy Jason Logic, Force 5 in the building.
Boo, boo, boo.
Boo, boo, boo.
And I'm morbidly obese. I'm tired.
And he just walked downstairs.
Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. We try to do this as many Fridays as we can at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We do this live. We encourage you guys to comment, you know, come in, talk to us. Every week we try to do special guests, and we're also every Monday we're on the audio only version through Spotify. Boom, there's Spotify, iHeartRadio. There you go. And Spreaker. And it's all through Diablo's Den Podcast Network. Shout out to Jay Reason and Danny Diablo. Oh, sorry.
Thank you for recognizing.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody knows who you are. You're international hardcore superstar.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Dan.
Dan-E Diablo.
D.D. Allen.
Adolf Christ.
Oh my god. Anyways, like I said, did you introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Relic, Rick Dog.
We got a lot of people Adolf, signing in.
DRP, and I'm Danny. Bye-bye.
No, not bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
You say goodbye.
Hello.
We got special guests in the building today. Paul Bacajaw of Reagan Youth. We can't wait to talk to him. We're gonna bring him on in about 3 or 4 minutes. But first,
You know who's not here?
Oh, it's been,
I don't know.
Oh, it's been a lot nicer. I'll tell you
that. It looks a lot handsomer in here.
Oh,
is that a real word? Handsomer?
Handsomer? Pro.
The
nose, not in the building.
The nose ratio is down.
There'll be a lot of cocaine left tonight.
Oh, and the hoodies will still be stocked on the shelves.
And cigarettes.
I'm gonna have cigarettes.
Anyways, last weekend we went out on a little bit of a trip, right, fellas?
Oh, it was a trip, all right.
I was eating mushrooms.
And we went to the Northwoods, and I think we spotted something up there. Let's take a look at this 15-second clip.
We're out here hunting Bigfoot.
Oh,
there it is. Oh, I think you heard me. The Sam Squanch.
On the Sam Squanch in Crivitz, Wisconsin.
I smelled him first.
That was actually his stomach making that noise.
But yeah, we did a show with Mayday, right?
Yep. Fellas?
Yeah. Yep. What'd you guys? It was a blast in Iron Mountain, Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
UPA.
The UP. Let's show a little quick clip of Danny ripping apart a 30-second. We're going to watch this 30-second clip, and then we'll be right back. Spitter. Hardcore hitter.
You see that guy with the beard? He's pretty handsome.
Anal splitter.
Anyway, so yeah, we played with Mayday, and we had a blast. It was a good time. We went up to Crivitz to the family cabin. Yeah,
Serbian land.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good time. Real quick, why don't you? I gotta hit up Paul real quick. Yeah,
fuck Rick Dog.
Everyone put your comments. Everyone tell
cool.
No, just You guys got to run the show real quick. I got to do something.
Yeah. Let the professionals take the wheel here. So, yeah, Kravitz was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The UP was awesome. Shout out to Max Entertainment.
Yo, hold on. Shout out to Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve. Steve. Yep.
Legend.
We got Paul. If you're ready, I'm ready for you to log in, and we'll be ready to go too, brother. I know you emailed me just now, but I can't get to it because I'm live right now. So come to the backstage, and we'll bring you right in. Email him on your thing, on your Facebook. Tell him to come in. So yeah, while we're waiting for Paul, Paul's about to log in, and let's do a few more. Actually, let's talk about what's coming up, Danny. What do we got coming up in December? December 1st.
Our birthdays. Hey.
What, December what?
16th.
Oh, yeah.
19th?
20th.
Hey.
Oh, my brother. Oh,
I guess I'll do the talking.
You're not invited to the birthday party.
In Las Vegas, Madball, Danny Diablo, yes. DRP with yes. Rick Dog. They live the shark.
Concrete Dream.
Big Left with Masa Moon. Count Time. There's a million people.
They live.
Jason the Sand God.
Yes.
We're updating the flyer, but go to Danny Diablo merch here. I'm going to find that real quick.
DannyDiabloMerch.com or 45Records.com. Buy tickets right now. It's at the Dive Bar, December 1st. It's a Friday.
Yes.
Las Vegas, Nevada. All right?
Yes.
Madball's headline. Starhead playing. Scam Dust is going to be there. Gunner Christ will be there.
Yep,
Holy Fans, Mad Max Benz. Come on. What can happen?
Only fans.
Only fire.
Yeah, only fire.
All right, Paul just logged in, so let's do a quick clip. 1984, this was shot with Reagan Youth, and then we're gonna bring Paul in here. Check out Reagan Youth.
True fucking belief in what we consider freedom. This is called United States of Anarchy. What the?
Welcome in Paul Cripple, aka Paul Backenshaw, Reagan Youth. What's going on, brother?
A whole lot of nothing, but this looks like a lot of fun. I like the setup, and I can't wait to just shoot the shit with you guys. Cursing's allowed, right?
Yeah, you can curse. You can say whatever.
All right.
But
I just want to make sure.
This will be.
I don't want to do whatever. I just want to make sure I can get away with saying something.
No, you're good, brother.
Especially right. About Donnie's mom.
So. Hey. Right away, Rick's got to fuck with me. Anyways, how you doing, Paul? What's been going on?
I'm doing good. I'm gonna, you know, I live in the Lower East Side, so I'm gonna go to the show tomorrow at Tompkins Square. There's a show there. Super Bowl of Hardcore, Cousin Joe's throwing
Murphy's Law.
Nice.
Yes. So I'm definitely gonna stroll over there and you know, hang out and you know. Chill.
Right on, brother.
Yeah.
I saw that you guys just were in LA, a couple weeks ago, right?
I can't really tour anymore, but LA said, why don't you come out for one show?
Yeah.
And we'll have a bunch of guest singers, and I had this really good drummer, the drummer from Dr. No. His name is Rick. Me and him really click like this.
Yeah.
So it sounded good.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to sell a bunch of, you know, t-shirts and records and I recorded a song for a punk rock, tribute to the Rolling Stones. And I heard Ja Wobbles. What was the song he did? Start Me Up.
Start Me Up.
Yeah. The way he started, it was like funny. won't you start me up, baby? You know, or the way, you know, did his like little thing, and you know, and the engineer and the guy at Cleopatra Records was very happy, and I had Beatrice sing because I mean she's just a better singer than all the other people I've ever had sing in the band besides the original singer David.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. What were you guys? So when you went to the studio, it was just for that tribute song. It wasn't anything.
No, it's just for that tribute song. But I needed money to get out to L.A. because I just went to Croatia and I bought myself a ticket and I bought Beatrice a ticket. And I spent money there, and then I had to pay a bunch of back rent, and I needed some money. So they said, we'll give you $500 if you do pick three Stone songs, and we'll decide which song out of those three you're going to record. And it was Rock Soft that we ended up recording from Exile on Main Street.
Ah, very cool, very cool.
Right on. And Mick Jagger always wanted to be a black girl, and now he's got a black girl singing his music.
I'm using that as a clip to introduce this on Monday.
All right, there you go. I gave you your clip, your opening clip.
Yeah, that's perfect. So, I got some stuff to talk to you about, but I just want to know what's new music wise with you. I know you. I see you got on Instagram. You were doing the Madame St. Beatrice thing. You're still obviously you just did the Reagan Youth thing, but what's down the pipeline for you?
All right, you know what? I'm going to release one final record, and I have a drummer who's learning it very quickly and correctly.
Yeah.
And Beatrice is going to sing, and I know the bass playing is going to be amazing because I'm going to be playing bass as well as guitar.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you have less people, you save a lot of time, and you collect a lot more money. You know what I mean? And the band is just three people now. And it's not a nice Jewish boy from Queens singing. It's a nice Haitian girl from Brooklyn, Flatbush, singing.
Well, so I know Queens is where Reagan Youth's from. This guy's from Queens right here, too.
What?
Danny Queens? Diablo. You got anything to
say? Which part of Queens? Which part of Queens is Danny from?
Are you on?
Yeah, what part of Queens?
Jackson Heights.
Oh, Jackson Heights. Yeah, I had an uncle that lived there and some cousins. I lived in Woodside, so that's like one over from Jackson Heights, I believe, right?
Yeah, I lived
I mean, I lived all over the place, but I never actually lived in Jackson Heights, but I've been close enough there. And they have a lot of good Eastern... supermarkets.
Yeah. They
got like, you know, if you want Hindu supermarkets, you go to Jackson Heights. Yeah. They got the Jackson Heights.
Yep.
Yeah.
The last time I was in Queens with Danny, well, no, we were down in New York, but he took me to a burrito stand that was ran by Japanese people. I've never had a burrito. Oh. Yeah. Where was that place, Danny?
I don't remember, but that's very common.
That's so Queens. That's so Queens to get, like, you know what? Like, Mexicans making the best Chinese food and Chinese people making good Mexican food. And, you know, just, like, let them all, like, you know, steal each other's recipes and come up with the best fucking food for us to eat.
That's the dopest thing about that. New York. The dopest thing about New York is how every nationality is all together, like, in the same little area, you know,
it's a melting pot
for sure of America.
Yeah, but you know what? When I grew up in the beginning, I was born in Manhattan, but I lived in the Bronx till the third grade, and then I moved to Queens. And when I moved to Queens, it was so Jewish. It was so Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I remember the teacher said, do you believe there's 90% Jews in America or 50% or 5? And everyone said 90, you know, because because everyone was Jewish around you. I went to like 15 fucking bar mitzvahs, you know, I love them, you know, yeah, bar mitzvahs are fucking great. Leonard's a great neck, not just once, twice, you know.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. I love that I was able to grow up. And prior to that, I was living in Belmont section of the Bronx, which was a lot of Irish kids whose parents were cops or, you know, Puerto Ricans and blacks, you know, that's the Bronx, you know, basically. So I went from that to like this all Jewish neighborhood. And it was, you know, a trip, but I know my singer, David, couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there. And I could understand that. It'd be like if I grew up in an all Yugoslavian neighborhood.
Yeah.
There is one girl in the world that I knew I never wanted to end up fucking or having a relationship with. And that was another Yugoslavian girl. I'll fuck a mutt. I'll fuck, you know, Norwegian. I'll fuck, you know, Angolan, Dominican, Argentine. You know, I'll fuck them all except my own people, because what's the point? What the fuck is the point of my parents leaving the old country where it sucked because some army's going to come over and blow up your fucking home? Yeah. And your fucking wife and children with it, you know? So might as well just come to America. And when you come to America, why? You know what? The girl I married was a WASP. And the girl I'm with now is, you know, a Haitian, you know, voodoo. Yeah. You know, the first free country run by black people, Haiti, you know? And I'm very proud of, you know, knowing that Beatrice has that history, and I learned that history, and this is a very interesting fact. There was a guy called Bookman, because he used to carry a little book. He was a slave, and he killed the mulattoes first. He said they're the worst because they actually think whites are going to accept them. So when they finally caught him, they said, any last words before we kill you? And he said, yeah, I'm coming back as a mosquito, bitches. And they're like, coming back as a mosquito. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
And then after they killed him, they brought in all these new French people and all these new slaves to calm down from all that fighting they had. And everybody knew, whether it was French or from Africa, died of malaria. The motherfucker came back as a mosquito and killed everybody new. So it was back to the same two groups fighting. And the slaves ended up beating the masters. And you know what? Donnie, you're Slavic because you're a Serbian, right? With the Croatian mother. You know what I mean? That's like, you know what? You gotta, that's your DNA. That's what's inside of you. You know what I mean? You can't deny that stuff. You know, even though you're an American, you know, you got to realize that Slavic people know that Germans ruined Christianity and made pedophilia fucking blow up all over the place. You think Russian priests are fucking banging little boys? They're picking up guns and they're fighting in a war. That's what they do. And when they want to get laid like normal people, they go fuck prostitutes, you know, or they get married
What's that?
Or they get married, you know, but like in America, it's like in America, it's fucking it's all fucked up. It's all fucked up. The church and Christianity. It's so fucking creepy. You know what I mean?
I believe we're going to get deep here, but Christianity and stuff, I think, was twisted by man. I think the true Christian is not what it's interpreted by man. You know what I mean? We always fuck shit up.
Right. But there was a battle. There was a battle between two kings. And the better king, the king who was a Czech king, his name was Odoacer, he conquered a lot more lands and he should have been king. And there were three popes at the time and they all wanted this Czech guy. But a Habsburg, Rudolf Habsburg, married off his daughters to get votes in the election. And he was elected king and they had a battle. And the best knights lost. And the Czech people have not forgotten that. And they're like, you know what? If that battle went a different way, Christianity today would look so much different than it is the way we see it today.
Yeah,
it's a very repressed and they think Germans ruined Christianity with their whole Protestant shit. Doesn't matter if you're a good human being; you could be the biggest piece of shit in the world. I'm white. I'm going to heaven. And it doesn't matter that you're black and you're the nicest person and you just help people. You're going to hell because that's the Protestant religion. And you know what? Look at what the Protestants did in North America. They killed 9 out of 10 indigenous people. In 1776, the Russians had gunpowder weapons too, and started from like where Ukraine is, and spread all the way out until they could see China, I mean, not China, Japan from 100 miles away. They did it in a spectacular and grandiose fashion, like America did, going all the way from New York to LA, you know, with cowboys. They had Cossacks. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't kill 9 out of 10 people. They just taught them the Russian language, and they have 350 minorities, and most of them are Muslim. And Russia has always been a Muslim country and always will be. And when you talk about the war in Ukraine, let me bring this important point up. All right. The Mongols, you know, Genghis Khan showed up and he beat the living shit out of everyone except the Lithuanian princes were the only ones to put up any real fight against Genghis Khan. That's why Ukraine was known as Lithuania for a while, because the Mongols didn't conquer it. They burnt down Kiev, but they couldn't subjugate the Lithuanian princes. Now, Ivan the Terrible was nothing but a tax collector for the Mongols. And every year the Mongols showed up with an army and, you know, Ivan the Terrible collected gold from all his people and gave the gold to the Mongols. And that happened year after year, decade after decade, until one year the Mongols showed up with an army and the Russians showed up with an army that looked just as scary and ready to fight as the Mongols. And the Mongols like, I guess we're not getting gold from these people anymore. And what did the Russians do? They kept collecting gold from the fucking people, but they kept it for themselves. In Ukraine, they have different religions. In Russia, they only have one religion, one Orthodox, Greek Orthodox religion. In fucking, in Ukraine, you got Greek Catholics. I never even heard of that shit. Yeah. Fucking Greek Orthodox, you got fucking Germans, you got Lithuanians, you got Polish, you got so many fucking peoples there. And if you want to go back to recorded history, the original owners of Ukraine belong to the Greeks and the Jews. They're the two original owners of Ukraine, if you want to go back to recorded history.
You should be a philosopher for one instead of a musician, but how do you know all those histories? Like,
I majored in Ukraine history at St. John's. I graduated, you know, high school, and I went to college, and I went to John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and they just fed me white cracker lies that I heard in elementary school, junior high, and high school. And I said, where should I go to school? And I said, I'm Catholic. Catholics have been reading for 1500 years. Let me go to St. John's University. Run DMC fucking sings about it. Let me go there. And that's where I went. And they taught me, all right, you know what? There was a class, right? And it was the best time. And it didn't, no description, but I liked the professor. And I took it, and the professor asked all of us, why did you choose this class? What's the description? I didn't describe it. And they said, you know what we're going to learn about this year? And he wrote J-E-W-S on the blackboard, and we all went, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Jews, he said, they've always been around. They're always going to be around. You might as well learn everything about them. You know, he made me read a book, The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and he's like, what do you think of it? I said, I don't know what to think of it, and he ripped me a new asshole, and he said, it's fucking, you know, hateful rhetoric. It's disgusting, and you better, like, you know, not fucking be unsure about it, but be sure that this is garbage. He once said this. He said, everyone, we're having a debate. Who wants to debate on the side of the Palestinians? And people rose their hands. He wrote down their names, or pretended to write down their names. Who wants to debate on the side of Israel? Other kids raised their hands. He said, all right, I wrote down all your names. Everyone who chose Israel will be debating on the side of the Palestinians. And everyone who decided to decide, you know, debate on the side of Palestinians, you'll be debating for the Israelis. And we all looked at each other like, what the fuck? And they're like, if you just know a story you agree with, then you don't know shit. history is there's two sides to a story. Sometimes there's three sides to a story. Go to Lebanon, there's 19 different sides to that fucking story. That's why when they blew up 400 U.S. Marines, you know what Reagan did? He packed up and left. He didn't go fucking looking for the fucking killers of 400 Marines. They just blew up in one big flash. Because there's 19 different sides fighting. How the fuck are you going to figure out who fucking did that? When there's 19 different people fighting each other.
You're right, man. But it's mind-blowing to think about all the different sides and stuff like that. You know,
encyclopedia.
Yeah, it's true. I do. Some people that tune in the show, they might not know the history and stuff like that. So I wanted to kind of like just talk about a little bit of the history of the band. Like, I got to ask you this. I'm going to show this picture real quick. You played CBGBs a lot, but you Beastie Boys and Reagan Youth did a CBGB show back. What is that, 84 or something like that? Tell me.
Yeah. And I love that the Meat Puppets played with Blood Clot and
Yep, it's right there. The next
Beastie
day, right?
Boys, when the Beastie Boys showed up, their very first gig was opening up for Reagan Youth, and they wanted it that way. And we played a lot of gigs with them. And David and Mike Diamond, the singer, they became, you know, buddies and hung out. And I remember their bass player, Adam Yauch, bought the Sirwin Vega bass amp from my bass player, Andy Zapp. And I had my physics teacher, who was our roadie, drive the fucking... the amp from Rego Park to Brooklyn Heights. And, you know, that was a fucking beautiful house Adam Yauch lived in, you know. I mean, it looked like it was just all made of glass and you didn't see any fucking neighbors anywhere, you know. And that was in Brooklyn. You know, so we got to see that. And that was like the very beginning of hardcore. And hardcore to me was when we were little kids and we looked, what's happening, you know, in New York City, rock that's punk rock, that's, you know, urgent, and you had the Bad Brains and the Stimulators, who weren't as good as the Bad Brains, but they had a mantra: loud, fast rules. So play the punk rock louder and faster. And that's what we did. And I think that's where punk rock became hardcore punk rock, when you played it louder and faster with more urgency. And I know my band didn't sound that fast because we were, you know, high school kids, and you know, we weren't going dun 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 dun. We were going dun 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 dun, you know, like little fucking kids do. But still, we had good songs, and we didn't just show up and play. I mean, we worked on those songs for 2 fucking years before we showed up and played a gig at A7 back in 1981.
So how many shows at CBGB's did you guys play back in the day?
I would say like 30. And we were the very first band to play the very first hardcore matinee, was Reagan Youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I got to ask you this too. As I was delving into you guys, everyone could see this, you guys were on the Stranger Things soundtrack. How did that come to be on the Stranger Things soundtrack?
You know what? I think there's a lot of people who like, when they have to use, there's the show Justified, and they have racists in it, and the racists needed to listen to music. So they contacted me, and Beatrice wanted to put it on social media, watch Justified and hear Reagan Youth song. I said, whoa, just because they're paying me $2,000, it could be 2 seconds of music. And it was 2 seconds of music. It was USA's for Anarchy, and they closed the door. Not USA's for Anarchy, not bullshit. Just USA's for Anarchy, and closed the door. Yeah. And I got $2,000 for that shit. I mean, there's other movies, not just Airheads and not just Stranger Things, but like there's some TV series that put like fucking 7 Reagan Youth songs in it, and like a couple of like episode 2 in the first season and 3 in the second season use Urban Savages twice and Anytown twice. And for some reason, Nicolas Cage is in a bunch of fucking things that have Reagan Youth music in it. And what's my favorite one is this movie called On Frozen Ground. It's not good. But Dave wrote a hardcore, wrote a New York hardcore, the heavy metal shuffle, the song, the heavy metal shuffle. Yeah. That he mentions the story of Queens. It's his ode to New York hardcore. And for some reason, New York hardcore is like, I hate that metal shit. It sucks, blah, blah, blah. But there's someone else from Queens, and he mentions Jamaica Queens, and it's 50 Cent, and he's in that movie. And when you see the heavy metal shuffle in that movie, it's during the titty bar scene when there's all these titties out and flopping around. And it made me feel so proud. Like, look, I could see like Airheads, I could see all this shit, but until you see one of your songs in a titty bar scene in a fucking movie,
you know,
you really haven't seen your music in a movie.
That's awesome. I want to touch real quick too on the Madame St. Beatrice stuff that you guys are working on. I'm gonna show a clip of that and let's come back and talk about that real quick. Is that cool?
Yeah. You know what? Beatrice has a great singing voice, and we've been together for a while, long time. Like 18 years. It's gonna be like 19 years.
Yeah,
I'm gonna marry her because when I die and I am sick with cancer, I want her to get all my royalty checks because I'll still be getting money after I die, and I want her to take care of my band's legacy because I know she's not gonna say, well, you know, Paul was really a Nazi lover and he thought Hitler had some really great ideas.
Yeah,
you know, she's not gonna do that. She's not gonna do that, you know. Yeah. So I need someone who's gonna make sure to take care of the band's legacy, because I cannot trust my own band members because they're that fucking retarded.
It sounds like Force Five.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess, right?
Let's show a clip of the new single you guys just did, Suck and Bleed, and we'll come back and talk about it. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, 30 seconds, we'll be right back. Rockets Podcast Show. Book, book.
I'm a sinner, you're a saint. I'm a believer, baby, you just ain't. You say that I'm no good, but who are you to tell me what is true?
One, two, three, go. We're both the same.
Yeah, so that's like, we're doing stuff like that because, you know what, I love playing that fast, thrashy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Beatrice sounds good singing it, and she loves metal, she loves hardcore, she loves all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She's a music lover like I am, so we click together, and I like having, doing that project on the side, and it's all about her. It's called Madame St. Beatrice. Honey, just go and fucking, you know, I want to leave her with a bunch of songs that she could get royalty checks of her own, not just my fucking old ones. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to get new ones for herself. So, you know, I'm helping her with her music, and she's got a small little following going. And you know what? Hopefully she'll find a kick-ass guitar player to replace me, because I can't tour and she has to tour, or it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah. You always got a tour. Totally understand.
You always got a tour. If your band's not, you could be a band that doesn't tour, but like, then you're just like a local band that just like does it, you know, for kicks every once in a while. But if you want to be a legit band, you got to prove, you got to, you know, earn your bones, whatever it's called, by going out there and showing that you can perform on the road and not be a douche fuck, where people run you out of town because you're fucking a baby about something. Because, you know, people could be babies when you go on tour. And you don't know how cool these people are until you've been stuck in a van with them for a week. then you know their mental illness, their assholeness, their drug addiction, their alcoholism. It all comes out.
Then they're done that many times.
know what? And we've all done that. But the thing is, we have to, you know, the perseverance matters. You know how many shitty singers I've had?
Yeah.
You know how many shitty singers I've had? Yet I've played some really fucking nice shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And people like, Paul, your singers suck. And yet I play some really nice shows. I have a singer that can't even speak English. He's German, and I haven't done a fucking rehearsal. The first rehearsal's in Camden at the fucking club, and then we're playing the Rebellion Festival on the main stage. And you know what? We kept 5,000 people there. The band that followed us kept 5,000 people there, but I was able to keep 5,000 people there. And I think that's the testament to the band's material. Dave was a great lyricist. Dave was a great arranger. We clicked musically, and I'm very proud of the music we made. And I think the music is the most important thing, not the posturing, not the looks, not the tattoos, not the drug addiction. But you know what? What are you doing artistically, musically, you know, with images, with words, you know? Yeah. And you know what? I respect that you guys go out there and do it. You know, I wish I could still do it, but I just can't, unfortunately, because of my health.
Yeah. No, I get that. Like, when I saw you at the Angry Corpses show, you know, we talked a lot. And, you know, It was cool to meet you. Like, when I saw you, I was like, oh, shit, Paul from Reagan Youth. And then,
Timmy
you know,
wanted me to play that show, so I came by the show. Just because I can't play the show with him doesn't mean I can't show up and hang out, right?
Yeah. It was a good night. It was fun, man.
It was fun, and I'm glad I showed up.
Yeah. But, is there anything you want to, like, plug and promote before, you know, we've had a great conversation. I appreciate it.
All right. You know what? I have a bunch of records coming out on Cleopatra Records and Puke and Vomit. He's my merch guy. His name is Nat. He also puts out a lot of great stuff. Excuse me. Just like look out for a bunch of recordings and don't look for any live shows. Those are going to be very few and far in between, but look for a lot of recordings to be coming out through Reagan Youth and Madame St. Beatrice. All right. Awesome. Paul Cripple. Oh, yeah. And they're doing a documentary about me, but I shouldn't really be talking about much about that. That should just come out. All right. And listen, peace out, all you guys. Peace unto us all. Thank you for having me on. And I wish you guys the best.
Thank you, brother. So I'm sure I'll see you soon, man. Like, it was great to talk to you. And I appreciate it, man. Thank you for taking the time out to do it.
For sure. We will hang out soon, I promise.
Sounds good, brother.
Peace.
That was Paul from Reagan Youth and Madame St. Beatrice. That was a great conversation. We went right into politics, and we went to music. It was a tidal wave of emotion everywhere. It was great. What was the audio clip I got to steal? I got to use for the... I can't remember what he said at the beginning.
What's his name? Wanted to be a black woman.
Oh, yeah. Mick Jagger wants to be a black woman, so there it is.
What's up? That was...
Yeah, that was great.
What's up, Jamie? I tell you, this I want to be a mosquito.
I'm going to kill the whole races.
I'm giving all you on malaria.
Yeah. I'm going to start with Rick. Fuck Rick, dog.
You know that in Haiti, guys. He's up there romancing. Guys, listen. You know that in Haiti, when they were fighting against the French, you know, the people. Dog. Listen.
Oh yeah, all right, listen.
Fighting against the French, basically, you know, just the Haitians, the French were like want to pay the mercenaries from Poland to fucking go against them and be like, yo, whatever. So these Polish guys came out there like a whole like they say 40 Polacks like killing. Back then these are killing. Fighters were doing the back of their swords and shit, and they were like, "Nah, man, we're more like you, like slaves." And they took the back and they fought for independence. So the Polish, there's all these Polish families that were Haitian mixed in and fucking, and they're like Polish last names, Haitians. So there's a crew, famous Polish warriors, that went out there and fought with the Haitians. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
That's some shit you don't know. That's some queen shit.
I
broke down to all my Polacks.
Wait. What were you saying about Queens? I got. Is this your girlfriend? I can't remember. Hold on. Queens. It says Queens get the money.
Holla.
Look at Queens get the money.
That's whack.
Holding up the white
I was
boys.
So glad he said Queens. I was sick. I've had that in the fucking queue for a minute.
That was the wackiest shit I've seen. That's some Midwest shit, bro.
No, it's oh, let's look at that again, people. What does that say? Queens, get the
That's definitely been involved.
Oh shit! Oh shit! But what's going on? What's going on? Why is
that pushing that way? He's looking.
If you're listening to this on audio only version, they're like pushing everyone to get out of the way.
No, I'm just saying.
Slide in here. Damn.
All right, anyways, coming up.
Some wants to know what's coming up with Force 5?
October 7th. Get that out of the way real quick. Night of the Drunken Heads.
He's always like, put the comments
on
there.
I know, but and that, I'm trying to show this. Look at Night of the Drunken Heads. We're playing with Team Sheet and Razakal. shout out.
Yo, shout out to Razakal.
Yeah. Can't wait to party with you guys. New Haven, Indiana.
I love that place.
And then, again, December 1st, make sure.
You buy your titties. Listen, new flyer coming out. Buy your titties. Listen,
dump them out.
New flyer out this week. But everyone, buy tickets right now. December 1st is a Friday. It's at the Dive Bar, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. Right? Please get tickets right now. Madballs, Airline, Scarhead, whole bunch of people. Concrete Dream, Tonewood.
Bring your mom.
Bring your mom. Bring everyone. Right?
Bring everyone.
Don't bring your dad though. Fuck that guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And let's...
Supreme Force Syndicate, baby.
Oh.
Real Wolf Records, baby.
Oh.
Force 5 Records, baby.
Oh.
E-Train Records, baby. Savage Brothers.
Oh.
They live.
Let's watch this clip from Krivitz real quick for everyone.
Krivitz, baby. Steve, baby.
Here we go. Let's do this.
So we just got done with the show. Mayday was a fucking dope show. Iron Mountain. I don't even know what to say. The Force 5 Records killed it. We're heading back home right now. And, yeah, we had a lot of ruckus tonight.
Krivitz!
Oh! Oh, we found the Chupacabra! We found the Chupacabra!
They're disgusting. That black bar was way too long.
It really does look like an acorn in a bush.
No, that was.
But I'm a fat guy. I'm a grower, not a shark.
I didn't realize the chupacabra was in Krivitz.
I'm glad you were like 20 yards away.
Yo, that
your ham hocks. Oh my god! That thing up.
If you're watching the audio only version, please go to YouTube and watch that clip.
It is actually a funny clip.
Better not bring your kids. Can I
tell you something right now? I'm so happy that I don't do this. I don't go to woods. I don't do fucking fishing. I don't fucking sleepovers. I'm just saying that.
What do you mean? We've had a sleepover for like 9 months now.
Listen, seriously, guys, I really was happy to be out there with you guys and experiencing life like that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, but it felt fucking good.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like I was on tour in Europe. And
Danny's like, you see those stars? Yeah, when you get away from the city, you can see them.
You don't see the stars of Queens.
Listen, I've seen stars all over the world. I'm saying that was a beautiful spot.
I see stars right now, Danny.
Yeah.
The International Heart.
Pick up the Fuck the Scene t-shirt while they're doing that stuff.
You little fucks. Go to Danny
Diablo. Yeah. Feelings suck. Buy a shirt.
Yo, you little motherfucker. Scam Dust is performing this weekend at Thompson Square Park.
Yeah.
So Cousin Joe's doing the Black and Blue Productions. Go there. I don't know who's playing. I think Murphy's Law is playing. Are they playing?
Murphy's Law is playing,
But Pierre's band's playing. So everyone go out there. But Scam Dust is performing. When you see him, tell him, say, hey, I heard it from Danny Diablo and the Force 5 family that you're playing.
When you see him, hide your wallet.
Hide your wallet and tell him that he owes you money.
Cuff your girl.
Yeah, don't let that guy go. Don't let that girl go into your car either.
Remember when you almost fought the cop?
Allegedly.
Fake cop.
Yeah, remember? Remember that guy? You can't come in here. He's like, ha, I'm coming in here. Guess what? He came in there.
Shout out to Scam Dust.
Blart.
Is there anything else we want to plug before we get out of here? We
what do we have?
Get
on the table.
No, we've been playing a lot of shows.
A lot of shows.
We've been playing a lot of shows.
What's the past couple shows we did? We did two of them when we did a They Live and I did, in Madison with Mayday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then cool. we took a break, and then we went out up to Iron Mountain.
Iron Mountain.
That was cool.
What else did we do?
Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
Did you eat those mushrooms you found?
Yeah.
No, well, no I forgot them.
They're here. Ah. They're here, by the way.
Yeah.
Cops don't listen to that.
Yeah.
Are the feds watching? Well, the feds are always
Donnie
watching.
Polinsky.
Addresses.
Allegedly.
Like I said, every Friday night we try to do this, the Ruckus Podcast Show. Oh.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
We finished the fucking Danny Jowell versus
Piss Mob.
Piss Mob CD.
The artwork's completely done.
Everything's done. Everything's done.
We're just ready to go into production.
We got production. It'll be out. When need to be out? November? Late November or just early December?
Probably December, yeah. We need 2 months lead time.
And we're close to finalizing.
Well, we have CDs for the road, right?
Yeah, we're going to see. Right. Yes, we're going to see. I want to have CDs for.
Let's drop it at Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably do the CD release party at Diablo Fest. We'll just make it even bigger.
Oh, now you guys are just having a public force fight.
Now there's another reason to come to fucking Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What's going on with the Live CD? Yeah.
We got one more round of mixing, mastering stuff, and then it's ready to go.
That's all. And the artwork you're doing right now, right?
Everything.
And how hard is the artwork?
It's gonna be done.
It's hard.
Hard.
It's all right,
guys. Shout out to fucking my brothers, Scott Vogel from Terror. I went to go see Hatebreed at Terror a few weeks ago, and fucking Jamie. I love you, Frank. I love you, Edward. Matt. I love you, BD. I love you, Wayne, fucking love you, brother. And Scott, your whole band, everyone, fucking amazing. We had a great
time. And
Rick Dog.
Your boy R.A., kill it. Ouija Mac, Violent J, everybody's killing it.
This thing's getting all fucked up.
You're in trouble now.
It's going.
You hear me now?
Yeah, yep.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, yes.
All right, so listen, we saw, shout out to Ouija Mac, Esham, and Violent J. Went to go see them at the rave. And thank you to my brother, fucking R.A. the Rugged Man, who brought me on stage in front of the crowd, and we fucking killed the song together.
DJ Lala.
Shout out to DJ Lala. She's killing it. Everyone there, everyone in Ouija Max team, the tour manager, everyone's cool. We just, Eugene.
Spliff Gang, they killed it.
Spliff Gang, they killed it. And
how many shows did we do with them? Like, in the last, I don't know.
Every single one. But you know, if you're from Milwaukee, Force 5, Spliff Gang, what's the other kid's name? Trap.
Heavy metal trap.
He's killing it. Who else is killing it? The school shooter kid. What's his name?
Rick Dog.
The school shooter kid.
Yeah, there's a kid that looks like a school shooter. He always comes to his girlfriend. He's dope too.
Oh,
prolific?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying that kid's dope.
But anyway,
yeah.
Wherever, keep moving.
All these people are fucking dope. It's a cool little scene that we have, and it's getting bigger and better. That's it. We're gonna do Diablo Fest in Milwaukee next year. Peace.
We are.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
We're doing it in Cut A.
All right. Well, like I said, every Friday night we try to do this 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can watch it on the Facebook, the Twitter, and...
how old are you?
The Facebook, the Twitter.
The Facebook and the Twitter?
Yo, Twitter, these nuts, son.
Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, the Danny Diablo and Force 5 Records pages. I was hoping someone else could try to interject.
Yo, Phil,
for a
what
second,
up, baby?
No, just gotta fucking talk shit.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
I know.
You host, we talk shit.
Only reason we're here.
Yeah. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time Friday nights. I hope you guys tune in all the time. We do appreciate the support. Go to force5records.com and go to
Diablo Fest.
DannyDiabloMerch.com. Visit, buy some merch. We appreciate all the support for the Ruckus Movement. For New York Hardcore Streetwear, for Danny Diablo, for They Live.
We have two shirts coming soon.
Yes.
Streetwear.
I'll be coming soon, too.
Oh.
What about sleepwear?
Hello, Claudine. Happy birthday to Happy birthday to Claudine, my homegirl in Long Island.
Happy birthday, Claudine in Long Island.
Edward, say happy birthday, Claudine. Say it.
Happy birthday, Claudine.
Happy birthday, Claudine. But
you know what?
Online on podcast.
If we're doing that, happy birthday to my sister, Holly.
Oh, happy birthday, Holly.
She's probably not watching it, but... You were adopted.
Octavia. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck it. Happy birthday, Octavia.
Happy birthday.
I know it ain't your birthday.
Who else? Look at all these weirdos up here. I love you all.
All right. Well, we're out.
Weird out.
Well, we'll be out.
They Live, baby, all day.
They Live.
Oh, tell me about the project we're doing.
Lock up Britney.
Yeah. Me and Danny Diablo are doing a project for an unnamed label.
Unnamed label?
So we'll announce that later.
Nickelback Records.
Butt stuff.
Shit.
Entertainment.
But yeah, we got like 4 or 5 songs in already, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got some stuff from, I got to get this, the one from fucking Sev.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. The one.
The one. I've heard it.
Bigfoot more times than I've seen that
song. That's why we worked on that song
March of 2020.
I hope he didn't give it to Flavor Flav.
Yo, listen. We're gonna
shout out Flavor Flav.
My shit now.
Shout out to Flavor Flav. We're gonna do a video for that song.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Tony Slippers, us.
Shout out Slippers.
Joe Fatal.
Me and Slippers are doing I'm doing a EP with They Live called Port of Milwaukee. So get ready for that shit. Port of Milwaukee. It's gonna be a hard fucking.
It stinks. nothing against your album, but
Jones Island.
It smells down there.
Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna say Port of Milwaukee. Yeah,
whatever, son.
That's why Milwaukee has a great unity. No, we're all friends still to each other. So I'm doing that. I'm doing the Savage Brothers. Me and Tony Slippers.
Will this be the front of the album?
No.
Queens get the money.
Well, how mad is he?
Listen, why are you so mad?
Because when you're the talent director, that's what's going to happen. Things like that.
What happens?
Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe. Mayday.
I'm the DRP signing off. I don't know who these guys are. Tell me who you are before we get out of here.
Yeah, what's up,
I ain't shit.
I'm the man. The reason why this shit happens every fucking week.
Allen.
Diablo, son.
And I'm a heartthrob of this, ladies.
Yeah.
My only hope.
No, you might know him from Los Lobos.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for supporting the Ruckus Movement. We'll see you next Friday.
Canceled, Richter!
Los Lobos!
Get the fuck out of here before this shit happens.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series.
About how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.